case is the cost of childcare. For parents who need to make early meetings or work late, they can find themselves out of pocket hundreds of dollars a week just trying to ensure that their little ones are looked after. So that raises the question, if someone needs to pay for a service like childcare so they can work, should that payment be tax deductible? Well, at the moment, it's not. And there's a 50-year-old legal precedent that's blocking it, but that's going to be challenged in a major test High Court case that's coming up. The law firm Arnold Bloch Leibler is behind the push, and Special Counsel Bridget Cowling joins us this morning. Bridget, hello.
Hi.
So I was just saying there's a 50-year-old legal precedent that's blocking childcare being tax deductible. Can you take us back to 1970s, I believe, is when this was all being argued last time. Why was it blocked? Why at the moment can't we make our childcare payments tax deductible?
Well, I can take you back to the 70s, but fortunately I wasn't there. It was 1972. It was a single judge of the High Court, Justice Mason, who, you know, we now know went on to have a very storied career on the bench. But he decided, in line with the tax laws, that the expense was not incurred by Ms. Lodge in gaining her income. And he also described the expense as private in nature. And the actual law hasn't essentially changed since that time. They're the thresholds that need to be overcome. We just believe that they have been overcome and that the interpretation that Mason gave to the law back then is very much outdated.
Yeah, I think the court found the childcare costs were neither relevant nor incidental to producing income and were private or domestic. You're arguing that has desperately changed. What will you be arguing in court?
Well, precisely that it has desperately changed, that when a working parent takes their child to childcare in order that they can work, then that is absolutely an expense incurred in gaining or producing accessible income or in carrying on a business. It doesn't matter whether you're employed or whether you're carrying on a business. Obviously, where a parent is at home, able to care for the child and wants to send the child to childcare for socialisation reasons, that is completely different. But those two fact scenarios can be separated very easily by our taxation professionals and by the excellent people at the ATO. However, when you're sending your child to work to childcare so you can work, it is absolutely a necessity that you do that.
And you would be saying, would you, that that argument stands whether or not you work from home or work from an office?
Precisely. Yeah. Of course it must stand in that case, yeah.
How do you think society would see a positive benefit if this change was to occur?
Look, it would have a huge uptake in productivity, in the workforce participation of parents, and we know overall that it is women who are absolutely disproportionately affected by this. While the law itself would apply to all parents, it is women who, even still today, primarily will stay at home when the economic decision is made as to whether it's worth paying for childcare or the woman going back to work. So we get more women in the workforce, we get more women going into higher positions more quickly, and it has a positive impact for women and also for productivity and the economy overall.
What sort of financial benefit would this be? Do we have any figures as to sort of how much overall it would end up saving families?
Oh, that's a really good question. Unfortunately, I don't have the answers for you today.
No, that's okay. And do we know how much it might cost the government or how much they would lose, I guess, in tax?
Yeah, well, look, I'm going to tell you they won't lose anything, but let me say it's 2025 now. We haven't got a study on this more recent than 2019. University of New South Wales looked into a particular hybrid model of tax-deductible childcare that they designed. So as we advocate for as well, we don't want to remove childcare subsidies. We want a hybrid model that also includes deductibility. But the cost of tax-deductible childcare would have been approximately at that time $608 million, which, you know, estimating spending on childcare subsidies for the same period is $8.267 billion. So if we had a hybrid model where you could have either deductibility or subsidies, the government is not losing any money. And the uptick in workforce participation and productivity would absolutely outweigh any cost.
Okay, so that's your financial argument, I guess, when you're before the court. Where are we up to in actually getting this before the court?
We are really early in the stages. We're working with potential taxpayers who are willing to take this on. Usually with a test case, it comes about because somebody is aggrieved and they really want to push for a change in the law. We do have plenty of aggrieved people out there, but the financial benefit to those we're working for isn't so much enough for them to want to take on the cost of potentially going all the way to the High Court. So at the moment, we're working through that and trying to make sure we can run. We're working pro bono, not charging at all, nor are the wonderful counsel who are working with us. But there are costs involved in litigation, so we're at that very early stage of working through that.
Do you need to raise some funds then? Because I imagine this will be pretty expensive, won't it?
Well, I'm not here for a fundraising pitch. No, we're not at that stage at the moment. What we'd like to see is a situation where we can have our day in court with the tax office to really clarify this law and that no parties will seek costs in the end. That's what we're hoping for.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep an eye on it. Thank you very much for informing us of how it's all going to work today, and we may chat again in the future.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks very much.
That's the Special Counsel Bridget Cowling there, the law firm Arnold Bloch Liebler, taking on this case. They want to essentially make charges.